So earlier this year, in January 2012, I was asked to, as a teacher librarian, to select a teacher at King George that I would work with for an inquiry project. And the desire was to incorporate some type of technology use or possibly to produce something in the end. And I asked Melissa to work with me as a grade one and two. So what were some of your, you know, thinking as you agreed to be part of this project?
Some of my thinking behind the project was aligning my, all of my core subjects. So aligning LA and my picture word inductive model, PWIM. Also my science, my social, and health and technology. With the area of PWIM, what that is the children, we have a given poster, we shake out our words, we look for attributes within those words, we research what our subject is regarding that poster. So our poster that we chose to do for our project was camels and elephants, and that aligns with our animal research.
So as Melissa and I sat down to begin to plan, we ended up realizing that there were learning objectives in various subject areas, so English, language arts, social studies, science, technology, and we used the post-it note method to start to outline some of the areas that we wanted to look at. And one of the interesting things, because technology was something we wanted to use and include, is that Melissa devised a checklist to try to see where her students were as grade one and two students. Many of them have no computers at home. She wanted to see, could they log on the computer? Could they log out? Could they open a document? Could they save a document? Name a document? Could they, you know, download a picture? So what did you find for your students?
I found that the first computer class that we had done, many of my students did not know how to log into a computer. They did not know the difference between right-click and left-click on the mouse. Even finding the mouse was a little challenging as well. So now that we have worked on our materials, we have finished our baselines, and now we have found that most of our children understand the use of many of the technology pieces.